Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Got a bit overexcited and have a stack of 26 LPs in front of me rather stupidly. Yes, it's an all-vinyl week. We'll be lucky to get through half of them, but we'll do our level best. From a prestige LP called Silk and Soul, under the leadership of Hammond B3 maestro, brother Jack McDuff, Benny Golson provided the arrangements and wrote the liner notes, but does not appear on the album. I've just booked to see Golson at Ronnie Scott's in April. Try and catch him if you can. Back to this LP, though. That was What's Shaking? Well, everything, it would appear. Red Holloway is on flute, George Benson guitar, Montego Joe conga, Joe Jukes drums. Benny Golson describes McDuff as, quote, a ferocious, charging beast, or a graceful swan on a shimmering lake, unquote. That covers quite a range, Benny. Strangely, some of this LP was recorded in Sweden, in Stockholm, rest in New York City, 64-65. Big jump now to Haydn.
Thank you.
Wynton Marsalis with the National Philharmonic Orchestra, directed by Raymond Leppard. That was Adante from Haydn's Concerto for Trumpet and Orchestra, E-flat major. Haydn's only concerto for trumpet and written in 1796 and played faithfully here by the then young 22-year-old Wynton Marsalis 187 years later. Fun to hear, but we must get back to the real thing with Cute. Bassist Paul Chambers is the leader on this Jan 57 recording. It's a quintet, but the horn men, Jack Montrose and Bill Perkins, sit out on that number. So that leaves just the trio of Chambers, Paul Moore piano and Philly Joe Jones drums. A masterclass in piano-based drums trio work. And that was Cute, the name of the song, that is, written by Moa. This Xanadu LP has Chambers on one side and Hampton Hawes on the other. I'll leave it out, just in case we need Hamp later on, as if we haven't got enough numbers this week already. Something from South Pacific now.
Thank you.
Oh dear, crackly old ABC Paramount LP. Hope you didn't mind the occasional crackle and pop. South Pacific Jazz is the title. It's easy to forget just how many great songs were in that musical, Bally High being one of the best known of these Rodgers and Hammerstein gems. Recorded in New York, Feb March 58. Tony Scott, the leader on clarinet, Dick Hyman, piano, George Duvivier, bass, and Ozzie Johnson, who I don't think I heard at all, on drums. My LP was given to Milt Hinton by George Duvivier, and George has scribbled a lovely personal note on the back cover. This next Prestige LP is called For Fearless Frank Foster.
Thank you.
Rudy Van Gelder recorded this Fearless Frank Foster LP in December 65. Fearless Frank is described in the liner notes as unfettered, free from restraint, liberated. On that song, Raunchy Rita. Virgil Jones trumpet, he's described as tasty. Good descriptor, actually. Al Daly piano, he, quote, rumbles attractively. Bob Cunningham bass and Alan Dawson drums. But we know precious little of Rita. Well, other than she's raunchy, and that may well be all we need to know. Rita is followed by Bark. The aria from J.S. Bach's Suite in D Major. Please let me continue with this week's obsession with quoting from the liner notes. The soft and lovely aria, with its extremely charming closed mouth humming and a rhythm section playing triplets, creates a very legitimate rock and roll arrangement, unquote. Shame, it was going so well until that crazy rock and roll comment. Yes, the Swingle Singers. This Phillips LP is called, optimistically, Bach's Greatest Hits, recorded in Paris, June 63. I only know of Pierre Michelot on bass, and no one knows more jazzy Bach than Michelot, and Gus Wallaire's drums. Let's go a bit funky. Thank you. Organ man Reuben Wilson is the leader on this Groove Merchant LP called The Sweet Life, recorded 73 in New York. There is a song called The Sweet Life on this LP, but there's also Sugar and Cream Puff. We heard Never Can Say Goodbye. Raymond Morris, tenor, Bill Hardman, trumpet, Lloyd Davis, guitar, Mickey Bass, logically, and Thomas Derrick, drums. Let's have that Hampton Horse song that I mentioned earlier. The very first recording as a leader by the then 22-year-old Hampton Hawes. It's basically Wardell Gray's rhythm section, September 51. Hawes piano, Harper Cosby bass and Laurence Marable drums. Live at The Hague in LA, but sadly not the best recording of all time. I've chosen this next one really just so I can tell you the unlikely-est LP title ever, Pet Project. The Bob Florence Big Band plays Pet Clark hits. Seriously. I added the word seriously, that's not part of the title, although it could be. OK, a quick quiz. Apart from Downtown, which we've just heard, can you name 10 other Petula Clark songs? Yes, there are 11 on this LP, plus a Bob Florence original called Pet, rather inevitably. This World Pacific LP was recorded in Hollywood in 68. It's a big band. The rhythm section is Bob Florence piano, Herb Ellis and Dennis Budimer guitars, Ray Brown bass, Jack Sperling drums. Horns include Bud Shank, Bill Perkins, Billy Byers, Jimmy Zito. Let's have a vocal.
You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by, but that's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all of its charm. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You've got to win a little, lose a little, and always have the blues a little. That's the story of, that is the glory of love.
Charm, boy.
When the world is through with us,
little, lose a little. Well, now, baby, get the blues a little. That's the story of, that is the glory of love. That's the story, that is the glory of love. Sweet love.
And that's the very first time we featured the singers known simply as Jackie and Roy, Jackie Kane and Roy Kral. They specialised in romantic duets. They were indeed a couple. They were married with children, which seems to add to their charm. Roy Kral played piano, Barry Galbraith guitar, Milt Hinton bass, Ozzy Johnson drums. And that, The Glory of Love, was the title song of this March 56 ABC Paramount LP. They made over 20 albums together. This next Prestige LP is the first by Vibes man Freddie McCoy. Belly Full of Greens, Jan Feb 65, and vibist Freddie McCoy's first album as a leader. In total as a leader, he made 7 for Prestige and 1 for Cobblestone before he vanished from the jazz scene in the early 70s. He died in 2009. McCoy vibes, Gil Askey on trumpet, Tate Houston baritone, Richard Harris trombone, no, not that Richard Harris, James Thomas organ, Martin Rivera bass, and Ray Lucas drums. One of our fave bassists is Charlie Hayden. Here he is with pianist Denny Zeitlin.
Thank you.
recorded live at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco, July 81, for ECM Records. Denny Zeitlin, piano, Charlie Hayden, bass. That was The Dolphin. Here's a Beatles song, a Paul McCartney song. Here, There and Everywhere, numbers galore. John Dankwith on his own Repertoire Records LP, Dankwith on soprano for this song, Paul Hart, electric piano, Bill Lesage, vibes and percussion, Roy Babington, bass and Kenny Clare, drums, plus four violins, two violas and a cello. Sorry, don't know the date, early 80s, I'd guess. It's our penultimate number. We must be careful, as it has to squeeze into the time before our very last one, which cannot be changed. Here's a song from the soundtrack of the British film The Small World of Sammy Lee. The 1963 British film The Small World of Sammy Lee starred Anthony Newley and was based in Soho. The fabulous soundtrack, composed by Kenny Graham, was only released in 2013 by Trunk Records, on vinyl too. There's absolutely no list of the musos, though. We've just heard Soho at Dawn and Peep Show Bins. And now it is our very last, and it is special. It's Booker T. Jones in his earlier Booker T. and the MGs days. It's for cricket fans. Soul Limbo. That's it, I'm afraid. Huge thanks for listening, and I really hope you can join me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, and I promise something by Duke Ellington, as he missed out this week. Until then, please, take care, be well.